Title: Motif Variation Across Sections, for Smoky Late Night Moods Advanced. All right, let's build a late night drama and base idea where one motif carries the whole story. The goal today is not to write 5 different hooks. The goal is to write one strong, noirish motif, 2 to 4 bars long, and then relight it across the arrangement so it feels like chapters, not copy-paste loops. Think Smoky Club, Rain on Windows, Sub doing the heavy lifting, and the motif being that elegant little identity you can still hum when everything else drops out. Before we touch notes, quick setup in Ableton. Set your tempo to around 174 BPM. Pick a key like F minor or G minor. Then make some groups so you can stay organized. A drums group, a bass group, a motif group, and an FX or Atmos group. Now returns. Make a reverb return with hybrid reverb. You want a dark hall vibe. Decay around 4 to 5 seconds, a little pre-delay like 20 to 35 milliseconds, and filter it so it doesn't cloud the low end. High pass somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz, and low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. This is late night, not shiny festival air. Then make a delay return with echo. Stereo mode. Try a dotted eighth for that noir bounce, with feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it too. High pass around 250 Hz, low pass 6 to 8 kHz, and add just a touch of modulation so it feels hazy. Cool. Now the motif instrument. We'll do it with Ableton stock, using Wavetable. Think Smoky Keys meets Restrained Reese. Not a huge lead. On your motif track, load Wavetable. Oscillator 1. Basic shapes. Lean towards sine or triangle energy. Oscillator 2. A saw. But keep it low and level, just enough to give it a little edge. Use unison, but be disciplined. 2 to 4 voices, low amount, just a subtle widen. Filter, LP24. Put the cutoff somewhere like 400 Hz to 1.5 kHz as a starting range, because we're going to automate it later. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6, so it has some throat without getting aggressive. After that, add saturator. Soft clip-on. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. The point is thickness and intimacy. Not distortion as a feature. Optional but nice. Chorus ensemble. Very subtle. Slow rate. Low amount. Then an auto filter for slow motion. You can do a slow LFO. Like 0.03 to 0.08 Hz. Just to breathe. Then utility. Keep width controlled. Late night works when the motif has discipline. And EQ8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz so it never argues with your bass. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 300 to 500. Now, the most important musical idea. Define the motif DNA before you start varying it. Pick 2 or 3 things that basically do not change, because that's what the listener recognizes. For example, 1. A signature rhythmic accent, like a note that hits just after beat 3. 2. A signature interval, like minor third up, then step down. 3. A signature articulation, like one longer note every 2 bars. If you protect those, you can do wild stuff around them and it still reads as the same motif. Now write the motif. 4 bars. Minimal notes. 3 to 6 notes total across the whole 4 bars is totally fine. In fact, it's better for this mood. In F minor, a simple example could be short F, short ab, then hold a C. Next bar, leave a rest, then a quick ab to C. Third bar, short F. A ghosty passing G, then hold ab. Fourth bar, rest, then short C, short F. Record it, then do a light quantize. Don't grid slam it. Try quantize to 1/16 with around 50 to 70% amount. We want lean, not robot. Now quickly lock a drum and bass bed around it, but don't overwrite. If you make the drums too busy right now, you won't hear your motif variations clearly. Classic DNB skeleton. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Hats doing 16th movement with a few little 30-second nudges. Put drum bus on the drums group. Drive maybe 5 to 15, a little transient boost, and keep the low boom subtle. Glue compressor, just a couple dB at most. For bass, start supportive. Operator with a sine wave sub. Mono. Sidechain it to the kick for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction, so the groove breathes. The motif is the identity, the bass is the weight. Now we get to the main event. Creating motif variations across sections. Here's the teacher rule for advanced variation. Change one domain at a time. If you change notes and rhythm and sound and space all at once, you don't have variation, you have a new thing, and the identity disappears. So we'll create several deliberate versions of the same motif clip, each with a role. Variation A, the intro ghost. Duplicate your motif clip and rename it Motif A Intro. In the MIDI clip, remove 1 or 2 notes. Not because you can't write, but because restraint is a vibe. Then slightly lengthen the notes you keep, so it floats. Now automate tone. Close the filter. Start the cutoff around 300 to 500 Hz, and slowly open it toward maybe 1.2 kHz over 8 to 16 bars. Then push sends. More reverb, a bit of delay, but keep both filtered so it doesn't splash. The result should feel like you're hearing the motif through smoke, not spotlighted. Teacher note, the intro is where you can be whitest and wettest, because there's less low-end pressure from full drums and bass. But keep it narrow enough that the drop can feel like it arrives. Variation B, the drop anchor. Duplicate again and call it motif B drop. Here, we want rhythmic clarity and a tighter envelope. In Waveatable, reduce the amp release so notes don't smear into the snare. Then add a small answer note after the snare, maybe in bar 2 or bar 4. This is classic call and response with the backbeat, and it makes the motif lock into the groove without adding lots of notes. Now reduce your reverb and delay sends in the drop. Late night doesn't mean washed out. The drums and bass should feel forward, and the atmosphere sits behind them. Add subtle ducking to the motif so it breathes with the drum bus. Put a compressor on the motif sidechain from your drums group. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 160. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is not pump. This is just make room. Variation C. The midsection reharmonize. Duplicate and call it motif C mid. This is where you shift emotion without losing recognizability. Keep the rhythm mostly the same. That's the contour recognition. Then change one harmonic target. In F minor, you might imply something like DB major 7 color, or an EB 7 sus vibe. You can do that by changing one anchor note per bar, not rewriting the whole melody. A spicy move is using a single outside note as a passing tone, once per 8 bars. Once, not every bar. The power is the dosage. If you want guardrails, drop a scale MIDI effect set to F minor, and then deliberately bypass it for one note, or just manually place the tension note and resolve it quickly. Texturally, this is a great place to add a very quiet pad layer. Analog playing just root and fifth, low passed, wide, and low in the mix. It's not there to be heard as a chord progression. It's there to make the air feel expensive. Variation D. Second drop switch. Duplicate and call it motif D drop 2. We want a new chapter feel without writing a new hook. Do a register flip. Transpose the motif up an octave or down an octave. If you go up, thin the sound a bit so it doesn't fight your drums or any mid-bass layers. If you go down, be careful not to crowd the bass. Usually down-octave motif works best when it's filtered and more mid-focused, not full low-end. Now add call and response by arrangement. For example, bars 1 and 2, the motif speaks. Bars 3 and 4, it rests, and you let a bass fill or a resampled tail answer. Here's a great Ableton trick. Resample the motif to audio for this section. Freeze and flatten, or record it to a new audio track. Then chop a tail, or reverse a tiny piece, or add grain delay at a very low wet amount, like 5 to 12%, just for grit. You can even convert a slice to a drum rock and trigger it like a transition stamp. This makes drop 2 feel printed, like the sound has history. Variation E. The outro dissolve. Duplicate and call it motif E outro. Keep the MIDI basically the same as your drop version, but automate it into distance. Filter cutoff down, reverb send up, and slowly narrow the stereo width toward mono. That narrowing trick is huge for making an outro feel like it's leaving the room. If you want extra another room texture, add redux very subtly, 5 to 10% wet, just enough to dull the edges. Now we arrange it using DNB phrasing, so the variations land like they mean it. A solid template is 16 bars intro with variation A, 8 bars build where it morphs into B, mainly via automation, opening the filter, drying the sends, 32 bars drop 1 with variation B, 16 bars mid or breakdown with variation C, pull drums back to tops and snare, more atmos, 32 bars drop 2 with variation D, bigger bass or a bit more percussion, but the motif is the chapter marker. 16 bars outro with variation E. And here's the phrasing secret. Make your big changes on 8 or 16 bar boundaries, but sprinkle micro edits every 2 to 4 bars. A hat drop, a ghost snare, a tiny bass fill, or a motif tail. That's what makes it feel like a living arrangement. Now let's make the transitions feel like morphing, not switching. Automate filter cutoff so it opens into drops and closes into breakdowns. Automate saturator drive subtly, like plus 1 or 2 dB into drop 2 for urgency. Automate reverb sends at the end of phrases, especially bar 8, 16, and 32, and do the one note delay throw. This is a staple. Here's how. Keep echo on your delay return, then automate the send on the motif track, so it spikes only on the last note of bar 4 or bar 8. Immediately pull it back down. That one trail into darkness feels incredibly intentional, and it doesn't clutter your mix because it's just one moment. Now, advanced coach checks to keep you out of trouble. First, do a conflict scan with just motif and bass soloed. Listen for unison masking, where both hit the same pitch at the same moment and disappear into each other. Listen for mid-bass overlap, especially 200 to 500 Hz buildup, and listen for rhythmic arguing, where both are syncopated at the same time. Fix it by moving either the motif timing or the bass rhythm slightly. Don't EQ your way out of everything. Second, use energy lanes. For each section, decide which one or two lanes move and keep the others stable. Brightness, meaning filter and harmonics. Proximity, meaning dry versus wet and transient feel. Density, meaning how many motif events per bar. Certainty, meaning how in key versus altered notes. This prevents random edits. It's planned evolution. Third, use clip level variation. In the MIDI clip, adjust velocities so some notes are foreground and some are background. Change note lengths, short equals present, long equals hazy. And if you're in Live 11 or later, put probability on one or two secondary notes at like 10 to 30%, low velocity. That gives you evolving phrasing across a 32-bar drop, while the course stays the same. And one more advanced groove move, microtiming, but do it systematically. Pick a rule, like answer notes are 10 milliseconds late, and apply it across variations. That's how you get that drunken war swing without sounding messy. Common mistakes to avoid while you build. Don't change too much at once or the motif loses identity. Don't oververb the drop. Keep it dry forward. Don't let the motif fight the bass. High pass the motif and manage those low mids. Don't ignore phrasing. DNB wants 8, 16, 32 bar logic. And don't go super wide too early. Save width for impact. Now a quick practice run you can do in 30 to 45 minutes. Write a 2-bar motif in F minor using only 5 notes total. Make 3 versions. Intro filtered and wet. Drop tight and sidechained, mid reharmonized with the same rhythm but one changed target note. This audio version is shortened for playback.